This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The Chicago Auto Show opens its doors to the public tomorrow, and one of the hot trends sounds more appropriate for a truck show, point of fact. Diesel engines are the new thing. They're fuel efficient, a bonus for cash-conscious drivers, always. They could help automakers meet new fuel economy standards, and they are not smelly and dirty anymore either. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look at the draw of diesel.
Chevrolet, Mazda, and Mercedes are introducing new diesel car models this year, hoping to match the success Volkswagen's had. One out of every five cars VW sold in the U.S. last year was a diesel.
It's a huge boom for diesels right now.
Luann Hammond heads drivingthenation.com.
I'm at the Chicago Auto Show, and they just brought out the Chevy Cruze diesel. Chevy has not had a diesel sedan in probably 30 years.
Why are they back? Christopher Knittle teaches energy economics at MIT. He says diesel engines get 20 to 40% more miles per gallon than gasoline cars. That appeals to both car makers and consumers.
From the consumer's perspective, the big draw of diesel is the fuel efficiency. In times of high gas prices, that becomes more and more important.
Diesel is often more expensive than gas, and diesel cars cost a little extra. But Knittle says the fuel savings usually offsets that. But diesel cars are still a tiny fraction of the U.S. market, and they have some real obstacles to overcome, says auto analyst Stephen Shork.
We can all remember back to the 1970s and those old diesel Mercedes chugging down I-95 like a Panzer tank. So really, diesel fuel has bad market memory.
Not to mention the trail of black exhaust. New diesel technology has cut those emissions, and MIT's Knittle says once you take fuel efficiency into account, diesel cars are slightly cleaner than regular models. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.